what you're doing. Later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, indeed. Hello, good evening, everyone. On this Monday night edition of the program, and we are going to have a very, probably a very shocking program to many of you who have never heard of our guest, and also of the subject matter, which I'm sure there are very few of you who have not heard of the subject matters of which we will speak, at least of the impending disasters and impending crises and impending pandemics that we are told we had better brace ourselves for. Tonight, my guest is Dr. William Deagle. His website, NutriMedical.com. That's www.nutri. You got them? Good. Okay. NutriMedical, one word, .com. And we're going to talk about, of course, among other things, as you know, what is going on with the outbreak of the bird flu, as we're told, in India and France, Europe, Asia, everywhere we turn now. It seems like every continent has been infected with this so-called bird flu. With me is Dr. William Deagle. Hello, Dr. Deagle.
Welcome. I really appreciate you calling me to give everybody an update about not only the bird flu, but a number of other things that are really...
Yeah, it's been a while. Been a while.
And, it's a lot of...
Well, since we last talked, you know, a lot's been happening, and, of course, a lot of the outbreak now spreading, we're told.
Well, yeah, and since we talked last, I even have more proof. It's always good when you have something that can be verified independently rather than just an opinion. And now I have absolute DNA letter by DNA letter that this was weaponized in a lab. They have a later version of it, I'm certain, sitting somewhere, ready to roll out when it's convenient if the flu doesn't weaponize itself, and it seems to be doing very nicely. I've had Dr. Henry Nyman on my program on the NutriMedical Report on Genesis every 2 weeks since last January, late or early February, and... I've studied, spent now hundreds and hundreds of hours this year studying this issue, and I can tell you, anybody who thinks this is a scare tactic is out of their mind. As being trained in infectious disease and being the point man under Reserve Admiral John Hughes in the late 90s, with the FEMA, FBI, and the Center for Disease Control on Operation Top Off and Dark Winter in Colorado, I can tell you that absolutely... This is going to be the greatest public health disaster in history.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know when it's going to happen, but I can tell you that the gathering storm is now that it's moving into Germany and soon France.
Yep.
It's going to interact with pigs, and pigs are very unique. They can grow the bird virus by itself without any changes. They can grow human virus, and they're what's called a mixing vessel.
Well, this sounds like a real scary thing that may be coming up, and as you say, you've got some full documentation to support all of this tonight, and that sounds mighty, mighty fascinating. Dr. Will Deagle, we shall be back with him and your calls and questions as we continue the program this evening. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. Stay tuned. We shall begin in 3 minutes.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Our guest tonight is Dr. William Deagle, and he, of course, has his own website on the net. If you care to look him up, you can find him, www.nutrimedical.com. Bill, if I may call you that, Bill, you say that Dr. Nyman and others now pretty much narrowed down the evidence for this being a lab-weaponized flu.
Well, I'm not going to say that Dr. Nyman on air will say that, but when I asked him a very specific question, so I'll go back a little bit. The one that we're worried about is called H5N1, and we've been monitoring it literally as scientists for 25-plus years.
Right, right.
The there's a very important area. When a virus attaches, it has to attach by a key system called the receptor binding domain. There's five genes in that little region. It just acquired in Turkey one and possibly of those genes, and it looks like it's going to acquire one or two more when it gets to France and Germany. The danger is that that's the first step, is that it's acquiring these genes as it migrates, and it's going to do that by recombination, which means it swaps genes. But the real clincher is the same lethal genes as in the 1918 flu that they resurrected is present in this flu, plus some new genes. And they just published last month that it's so lethal, which is 20 to 30 times more lethal than the 1918 flu, which is a human-pig hybrid flu, is that it actually switches off your DNA. And not just in mammals, any animal that gets it inside.
How does it do that?
We don't know.
And the other thing, it switches off, you say. What does that mean?
Actually, it scrambles your DNA signals to the endoplasmic reticulum so you can't properly manufacture proteins. And the cells literally, all of the enzyme systems gum up and wind down, and it shuts everything off.
It's like, and this is what happened in 1918 outbreak?
Well, no. This is the 1918 one caused a hemorrhagic, we call a cytokine storm, where your body released all these inflammatory molecules. But this one will do that, plus it actually shuts off your normal DNA control mechanisms. But the most telling is not only are the same lethal genes there, plus the new ones, but which didn't occur in any other flu, but the real clincher is what's called the H gene, which is very, very key. It's the one where the receptor binding domain is, but it's also what's called the cleavage zone. And what it does is when it attaches to a cell, that H protein has to be split in two, to H0 and H1. And there's usually just one basic amino acid, so there's one enzyme inside the cell of an animal or human or nose or whatever. It has to go up and split the protein at the cell surface for the virus to enter the cell and then infect it. This has six. And so I asked Dr. Nyman how likely would that be to happen, because it's unusual to even find two basic amino acids in this cleavage zone. And he says it's virtually impossible. And I, you know, basically went back and forth, and I said, well, could it occur in 100 million years? He said, maybe. So we had monitored H5N1 with one basic amino acid for decades. And then all of a sudden, a few years ago in China, simultaneously over dozens of countries, we've noticed this new, souped-up form of H5N1 with six basic amino acids, so it can enter any cell of any mammal or any animal known. And all it has to do is have the lock and key. In Qinghai province in China, it was killing foxes, ferrets, cats, dogs, horses, cows, anything it could get into. And it doesn't have to be a mammal. It can get into any animal and kill them. And it can grow in brain tissue, bone marrow, anywhere it wants to, because the enzyme is dependent on this receptor binding domain cleavage zone, and the cleavage zone allows it to get into any tissue. So this is, in the words of another patriot, Alex Jones, he calls it the Zykronian 12 plague, and I like that term because it sounds very sci-fi. The fact is, this is I received the actual documents from doctors who gave this to me clandestinely when I spoke at HLI March 16th of 1997 in Zurich, Switzerland, against fetal tissue transplantation, abortion, and euthanasia. And they sat me down and gave me all kinds of private, classified documents right directly from the World Health Organization in Geneva that they were weaponizing the avian flu to reduce world population. Now, if people don't believe that the Agenda 21 plan is to do that, if they don't believe that the United Nations has a policy to use military, technical, and whatever force or technology are necessary to reduce the population for sustainability, they're not listening or reading any documents that really do exist.
Mm-hmm.
But this is absolute. This is not something I'm just conjecturing on. This virus, when it acquires this, which it can do by itself, it's now spreading to so many countries, we can't keep track of it. It's going to be coming into America and Canada in the next 6 months. It can. It's now in Europe. It's in Africa and in Nigeria. In Nigeria, the virus is two intersecting flyways. One goes back to Siberia, and the other flyway goes across to Africa and up the African coast all the way to Spain, Portugal, England, and on toward Norway and Denmark. So this is extremely serious, and people need to realize that, believe it or not, there are simple measures, and that's why I put together a kit called a first-line defense kit. That's why hygiene is so important. Most hospitals, emergencies, and doctor's offices are filthy pigsties full of viruses and bacteria, and they're not using proper hygiene for toys and magazines, and they wonder why these spread. And the reason
is,
what
you're saying, Bill, is despite the doomsday scenario, you do have a protocol.
Oh, yeah. In fact, how did they stop the Black Death in the Middle Ages? It was hygiene. They started to get in life. They separated animals and humans. They started to realize that they needed to do things. And Semmelweis, the Hungarian physician back in Austria, told and wondered why when women delivered at home, they had 1/20th the incidence of postpartum infections that killed them. It was 20 times higher because people were coming from postmortems and doing this on people that had died from infectious disease, and they were coming in with a fresh blood on their hands and delivering babies, and the mother would die of these terrible infections. And he simply told them, you have to wash your hands. And they were using machines that actually made a form of colloidal ionic silver, and after they washed them in these surgical soaps, they had to wash them in the silver that was made right on the hospital grounds, and that's how they were able to cut the infections. This is the same thing. I just talked tonight to RPA Biotech, and they have a thing called Golden Touch Water that has a log kill 10,000 times stronger than any known cleaner, and it's a special form of water. They use it now in hospitals in Japan, and so if it's good enough for the Japanese and it's American know-how, this is typical. We invent things like the flat panel screen, and the Japanese buy it up and sell it back to us for billions of dollars.
So why then, of course, is our great, wonderful government in Washington not doing what should be done and instead offering up these drugs like Tamiflu, which, of course, are totally inadequate to deal with the problem?
Well, first off, incompetence is always rewarded with more cash in this current dialectic.
Makes sense.
And every time that FEMA fails, they need to reform FEMA, which means bad news. It means they're bigger, badder, nastier. They have fancier weapons. Mm-hmm. They have more communication control. They take over jobs from the local sheriff, and the federal marshal then becomes your local authority, which is a violation of the Constitution. It just goes on and on. And
order out of chaos, huh?
Exactly. And I work with Dart Major Frank Stolz, who's a retired U.S. Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And Frank wrote a book called Weapons of Mass Destruction, Attacks on America. And the first half of his book is a novel that explains to people, to make it real to them, to realize that there are nukes going to go off in U.S. cities. And the reason why, and I'm going to just go on about this, because I know this is a fact from multiple sources, because I work with NSA, FBI, and other security officers, that there are nukes already preset in U.S. cities maintained by special nuclear Mossad units and Russian GRU. That's a fact. And if they don't believe me, I'll even name the address. I can give them the address for the building right in Aurora where the three towers are, where the head office of the European and North American offices for the GRU for Russia.
Go for it. Go for
it,
Bill.
So it's right there in Aurora, you know.
Where are they? What can you tell us about what you know?
What I know, I'm going to tell everything, because, you know, right now it's time to have no more restraint. If it's classified and then I can get it out or I convince people, I get calls all the time from scientists, technicians, and military, sure. But a lot of them are cowards because they won't come out and say their full name. They'll say their first name. I said, look, you can't say your first name because if they track you with Echelon or these, because I was a doctor for the Echelon in the World ID Project in 94-95 at Schriever Air Force Base, and I've been underground in the quantum computing array. And every communication on Earth has always been monitored. Every transaction has always been monitored. They built a database on everybody in the Western world for decades. It's not new news. All this stuff about the president and about all this hullabaloo is all garbage. And what they're doing is you have to say your full name and you have to come up with the full facts, because we have an attack on the Constitution and human rights. And so on such an extreme level, we need to go back to the primary principles of what formed the original Constitutional Congress that formed America. America is the only form of government, Republican, which is based on the rights given by your Creator God of every living human being. And we have a situation now where those rights are being stripped away. And the first and most serious is free speech, because they're monitoring and tracking us. They have a form of corporate hegemony. The 45 largest economies in the world are now corporations. And they're using these agencies that are all interlocked to completely create a matrix. And if people don't believe it's real, I tell them, I say, you must speak out now and you must use your whole name, because there's only two things they can do to you. They can destroy your reputation or they can kill you. So if you try to come and just call in with your first name, they're going to find you and they're going to eliminate you if you have something really valuable. So you have to come out and be bold, because if you aren't, you'll be taken out, just like those biologists.
Having said that, though, how many have done that? How many have come out and said, yeah, we're willing to put our heads on the chopping block?
A handful. For example, I had John Ragsdale come on the program about a month and a half ago about the nuclear.
Hold it there, Doc. We'll be right back with you and more on Uncensored Radio Free America on RBNLive.com. I'm Rick Adams, Dr. Bill Deagle, my guest. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back. Okay. And my guest, Dr. Bill Deagle. Bill, I haven't yet gotten into the other areas that we need to get into, particularly what happens if the United States or Israel or whoever decides that they're going to attack Iran based on a, quote, provocation or what have you. But we will get into that in a few minutes. I want to continue to talk a little bit about this and how it relates to the grid, because this and the subject of fallout in Iran and elsewhere, physical, chemical, certainly amounts to one factor, as we talk about all the time on these programs, and that is control. And that is the ultimate aim of this new world order, isn't it? Control.
Absolutely. In fact, even the avian flu, even though the intention is to reduce the population, ultimately is to force the RFID chip as part of public health control of every citizen. So they built billions. In fact, they just announced last week that the Chinese will receive their national ID with a picture and DNA ID January 1, 2008, the same day Americans do. So that's not by coincidence. That's by global design. And the avian flu is part of the whole process, the whole dialectic of control, the dialectic of opposition that they teach their globalist minions. And this is exactly what they're going to do. So, yes, it's a scare tactic, but it's really, it's real. And the fact is the virus is capable of weaponizing itself, but if not, as I, in tongue-in-cheek, say, they will roll out the Zykronian 12 plague. So they are getting ready. We are in the final stages before the curtain call, before stage one, act one, scene one starts.
When you were with me last year when we first did our first program, you did say that you weren't quite sure as to what the window might be, the window of time here. It could be a matter of weeks, months, or even a year or so. What, at this point in time, do you think that window might be, time frame?
I think that we're going to see an epidemic by April in some country somewhere, whether it's Indonesia or Vietnam or Europe. When it'll be very similar to when you watch one of these nature movies where you see a herd of wildebeest, and there's an old, gnarly kind of wildebeest that's not quite as fast as the rest, and the lion is kind of spotting out which one doesn't move as quick because he really doesn't want to work hard for his meal. And once that one wildebeest is brought down, they're all going to be stampeding. And that's what's going to happen, is there's going to be a country, whether it's Nigeria or Turkey or some country, and there's going to be a clampdown of their borders because they're not going to be able to control this once it really starts to get weaponized. It could happen in multiple places. There are now at least 7 lethal strains, each genetically distinct. And so when I hear the announcements that China apparently says they're testing an avian flu vaccines, that's impossible because we don't know what the genetics will be when the actual flu breaks out. But if we use Dr. Nyman's technology, we can predict what it'll be depending on where it's going to acquire the genetics in other places that it migrates into, because this virus will simply swap the genes with other indigenous viruses in those areas. And we can then develop a true vaccine without heavy metals, without toxins, without other things. Or if we don't want to use vaccines, we can test natural substances. We can test drugs in the laboratory that see how well it's able to kill it. You don't have to use a vaccine. You can try other things, such as carnivora, such as the oregano you talked about, P73, all of these things. You can actually test them in a live laboratory setting to see if it kills the virus. But until you know the exact genetics, it's ridiculous. So that's what we're dealing with.
Basically, we have seen nothing more than Tamiflu and one other mentioned as possible fighters in this thing. And
right.
Of course, we know that money has been made already, tremendous amounts of money.
Absolutely,
on Tamiflu.
Millions. Mm-hmm. And when it goes to France, the H1N1 flu in the pigs is going to swap with it and has the entire human receptor, all 5 genes.
Receptor genes, yeah.
Right, allowed to attach. And when that happens, God help us all. I mean, it could happen in France because they have more pigs per capita in there. Putting the chickens in, but the pigs live out in these stalls outside. And they only bring them in if they have to because of the weather and so on. So, you know, it's a very dangerous situation, and they're trying to give lip service to it so they have plausible deniability, but their intentions are obviously evil.
Mm-hmm.
If myself and Dr. and Major Frank Stoltz can put together our checklist and our chemical, biological, nuclear drills, which we did, and I posted on Nutramedical, and it's that easy, and no one at FEMA or the government or international agencies has done anything, how come two guys can just do this in so many hours of work? Why is it possible that we can put together a simple hygiene kit and things that will kill viruses that are natural, that don't even require vaccines?
Yep.
And most of it is hygiene. Again, it's all down to hygiene. Are you going to have clean surfaces? Are you going to use natural substances? You don't destroy the environment. Are you going to improve the cleanliness of hospitals and clinics and public places? And if you do, and if you have people that get sick, they should be wearing a mask. All airliners should have a HEPA filter so that when an airliner goes, it's put in a bag with a chain of custody and sent off to a bio lab to see if it's growing any TB or resistant TB or viruses. I mean, these are simple things that could be done, but nothing's being done. Absolutely nothing.
And the borders here still remain wide open.
Wide
open
to that. And it's not just resistant TB. We have an epidemic. We have last year 7,000 cases of wet leprosy, and we had 70 cases in the last 50 years.
Right. Okay, we've got
a break. That's how crazy it is.
Dr. William Deagle, NutriMedical.com, and we shall be right back with him, and we'll take questions in a little while, so stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back, and our guest, Dr. Bill Deal, thinking of the other guy. All right, I'm sorry about that, Bill.
It's so, a deal, though.
Bill Deal, film critic and movie extraordinaire critic, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Viral critic, how about that?
Yeah, viral critic, right. We are back with Bill, and of course, we are talking about, we're talking about this whole business of the so-called bird flu, and whether or not it is going to transmutate into human beings now, and that become an epidemic. And then we have the other issue that we have to deal with, Bill Deagle, and that has to do with the business of an imminent, some sort of imminent attack on the people of Iran and the New World Order, the neocons pulling this off. And what would that mean now in terms of the chemicals already there, the spent shells, the depleted uranium, and so forth, if, in fact, the U.S. decides that tactical nuclear weapons will be used against Iranian alleged nuclear sites, what does that spell for us? What kind of effect do we have to look forward to there?
Well, we have to kind of get our little green men out and figure out exactly which side is which. It's one thing to have all these fancy weapons. It's quite another to have the stomach to face the destruction, even in destroying an enemy. And we have are we in America ready to stomach the death of tens or hundreds of thousands of our troops with possible counterattacks with chemical or nuclear devices? My contacts have told me that Iran had not an intention to build nuclear weapons, but with what happened in Iraq, they have been searching now for some years or further support that they could convert their system fairly quickly to create a dirty bomb, a type of plutonium or cobalt bomb if necessary, if they were under absolute attack and regime change was in the offing from the American rogue nation. And what's happening now is we have a situation where America is tempting the tiger because there was a deal, two deals actually, with China for over $200 billion of oil and gas with Iran. And Russia has got a huge contract of $800 million for these reactors and has on the ground hundreds of their own scientists and technicians. So this is not a funny situation. The STRATCOM assessment under the maniac Dick Cheney, mind-controlled maniac Cheney, who shot this man in the face and upper body on purpose. You can't see anybody that, unless he's drunk out of his mind. That what we have now is we have a situation where they've already moved our tactical nuclear weapons, our battlefield nuclear weapons and neutron weapons over there. And Russia and China cannot afford to let us take over Iran. They're not going to. In fact, I can tell you this is what I suspect the scenario will be.
All right.
And this is just, like, not prophetic. It's just what I think is happening. The word that I've heard is probably the end of March. We will have the elections of Bibi Netanyahu, who is, by the way, a CIA agent who has also took further training at Stanford University. When Netanyahu, and I've read his book on terrorism, this guy, it makes the neocons in America look like little kindergartners. He's scary. And they have no problem at all nuking Gaza, nuking Baghdad, nuking Damascus or Tehran or every Islamic city within 5,000 miles. And some people say they're the fifth nuclear power. I beg to differ. I have friends that are in the Mossad and Israeli Secret Service, and I can tell you they're the third power after America and Russia. And if anyone thinks that they're going to take on Israel and not face an absolute annihilation, they're out of their minds. Now, the Israelis are trigger-happy. Problem is, they can't really defend themselves, even with the advanced system that we've given them, which is part of what's called THAAD, or Theater Air Defense. And the reason why the first Gulf War was delayed, because we had to give them the Patriot system, which was actually on the table as an engineered system, but we jumped over it. And we had operational back in the mid-90s. And the late 80s and early 90s, we had Theater Air Defense, which is called THAAD, which is much more advanced. It's based on Star Wars-based weapons as well as ground-based systems. Energy beam weapons that actually can hit these missiles, because you can't hit a missile with a missile, but you certainly can with a beam weapon. And we have had these. These have been up for decades. The reason why the Glasnost and Perestroika with the Russians stopped is because they knew they couldn't outspend us on defense, and we were decades ahead. In fact, I talked to one of the generals that was on the other side of Mikhail Gorbachev when Ronald Reagan told him about our Star Wars systems up there, because Reagan wanted to kind of boast about how advanced our systems are. Any nation on earth that America wants to take out will cease to exist in 3 seconds after we give the order, not shooting one missile or shooting one bullet. They will cease to exist. Every single living thing within their country will cease to exist. And people don't understand just how serious this is when you have a nation that's giving proliferation of nuclear devices to countries like Israel that then sell to the Russians and Chinese. Or we give technology to the North Koreans that are completely out of their mind, and will then sell it to Islamic nations now that are being enraged because our policies want to enrage them with P2OG, which is part of their actual neocon policies for Project for New American Centuries, is you've got to enrage these Islamic nations in order to create this dialectic of conflict.
Which is what they're doing now with the so-called cartoons.
Right, and this cartoon is exactly, why do you think they had these really nice Danish flags? It's because we gave it to them because we want to make them mad. Now, it's a very unwise thing, because do not underestimate these people. We may have these fancy weapons, but they have the will and the spiritual guts to do almost anything. That's why once we get this tiger out of the cage, it's not going to be very easy to get it back in. And let's say the scenario is, let's say Israel hits Tehran. They have to realize, I know this from my friends in the IDF, the Chinese for 20 years ago, actually, it's more than that now. It's about 24. Built two missile launching facilities, one in the Salaya Oasis north of Riyadh, and another one about 500 miles north of Riyadh, capable of launching a missile carrying nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons every 30 seconds or less from two different bases that can hit anywhere from, at that time, London to Tokyo. Well, those missile systems probably are capable right now of hitting America, and that's from Saudi Arabia. Okay, there's 13 different princedoms, and these Saudi princes are complete maniacs, and they will eat their own young. I mean, in terms of fighting each other, doing anything, it's basically not a lot different than it was 1,000 years ago over there. They have fancy big screen TVs and palaces and so on, but they're incredibly vicious, and they have no problem at all killing the other princes of another family if they want to take over control. And if there's an old saying from the Middle East that me and my brother against my cousin, me and my cousin against my enemy. And once we start melding together the 22 Islamic nations into one iron fist of Islam, it's going to be pretty devastating. And the fact is that the largest supply of nuclear missiles on the earth outside of America is not Israel, it's Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan and South Russia and the Baikonur Cosmodrome is where all the space missions were there. Mm-hmm. Most of the nuclear materials are there, and most of the advanced missiles outside of Russia for the former Soviet Union are in Kazakhstan, which is a, if you want to call it, a little brother to Iran. So this
Let me ask you this,
game they're playing.
Bill, you mentioned these Mossad or IDF friends of yours. How great is their friendship? I mean, what kind of
close enough that I brought some of their books over to their wife in North Jerusalem and visited and spent time there.
Okay.
So, in other words, I was shown the satellite pictures. I've seen the documentation. It's not like we just talked, okay? So, I'm not going to say these things unless I had them from multiple sources. I have to tell you that from multiple sources, I've been told that there's at least 87 suitcase or larger nukes in at least 22 U.S. cities, ready for the command with Russian GRU and Israeli Mossad agents. When the Twin
so
Towers...
this is the real danger, really, is Israel, not Iran, obviously.
Right, and Israel is a Sabbatean... I'm part Jewish, okay, so I'm not saying anything anti-Semitic.
Well, we know
all
that.
Right?
That's not even part of the question.
Right, now here's the thing. Is the state of Israel is returned to the land in unbelief. It's a Sabbatean, Luciferian state that is armed to the teeth. And I hear people say, and I'm a believer, okay, if you bless Israel, God will bless you. If you curse Israel, he's talking about the nation, the people of Israel. He's not talking about the land. And the covenant with God is completely dependent on staying in a covenant relationship, and then you can inhabit the land. When you return with armed to the teeth with the most advanced weapon systems on earth, which Israel now has and is weaponized, they've taken trillions and trillions of dollars from America and even developed the weapons even further. They have the first race-selective bioweapons in history that they developed there near their Negev Desert facility. I know this from my bioweapons friends.
And we talked about it several years ago, and of course the New York Times came right out and immediately attacked the London Sunday Telegraph, I think it was, that had come out with a story and said that it was anti-Semitism again, the Holocaust, and all
it's
of
not,
that.
How could it be? It's like me, it's like I'm black, you're telling me a black joke.
Yeah. Well, they're it's not Semites to begin with, but you know, here's the thing I'd like to get into. That is, all of the media, you know, reportage and disinformation we've been entreated to in the last 6 months about Iran intrigues me. Because I'd like to know what exactly your Mossad friends may be telling you with regard to whether or not Iran and its current new leader do have an ace up their sleeve that they seem to be projecting an image of, that if we are attacked, we have ways to defend ourselves beyond what you actually know. Is that true or is that all bluff?
No, it's true. It's true. And
they do.
Yeah, on multiple levels. Here's the first level, okay? The first level is the Russians have delivered, according to my contacts, 25 nukes to the Iranians. The second level is that they've already had a volunteer of 50,000 suicide bombers that are willing to go to anywhere in the world, including American cities, to kill. These won't be under the control of the FBI or the NSA or CIA like the previous attacks, like the Mossad-wired twin towers that were brought down directly under orders of the globalists. Okay? That's a fact. Okay? Whether people want to believe that it went mm-hmm. down the same way as Oklahoma City, mm-hmm. this is all part of an operation. We now know everything they said was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm standing here today telling you this is a viral 9/11 with the weaponized avian flu. Mm-hmm. And they have plausible deniability. I said, oh, it just acquired the genetics because it went to France. No. They souped up this virus. It's a killer bees of viruses. We know its underlying genetic make it very distinct from any other virus in history, that it'll acquire these recombinant chunks of DNA and take over the territory completely, like killer bees.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing is that they're doing this in Iran because they want a nuclear war in the Middle East. They want to create a complete state of hegemony over the whole area. They want to clench the fist of America and make every young person over 16 have to do 20 hours of service in Homeland Security or a branch of the military. They're ready to start the draft. They don't care if they have hundreds of thousands of Americans come back disabled, loaded with depleted uranium, limbless, or depressed or suicidal. They don't care. They're going to turn America into a clenched fist, the bad cop, in a New World Order dialectic, and, of course, make the United Nations the good cop. It will sort of send a bad cop after you unless you let the good cop take over control. And that's what they're doing, and they're going to throw America away once they destroy and bankrupt this country.
Well, it's obvious that everything that this administration has done has been to weaken America militarily, politically, in every sense of the word, in good standing with the world, and it's getting worse with each passing day. All of this is obvious to, I think, anyone that still has a functioning brain, except the neocon apologist talk show hosts who run the networks. And we're still hearing the script being read. This is good for America. We are winning the war. On and on. It's like a broken record. You know, the needle is caught in the old groove, and we hear the same thing over and over again. And it's pretty sad because it doesn't really work in my mind at all. And I can't see how dumb Americans are thought to be in order to be able to swallow any of this. Quite frankly, Bill, I don't believe most Americans are believing it. I think they're confused. They're angry. They're upset. They have no faith in either party now, both of which are controlled. And they really don't know what to do. My feeling is they would like to see Bush out. They would like to see the neocons out, but don't know where to begin. Because in each congressional district, and I can attest to this in mine, the AIPAC groups, the other special interests are making sure they handpick out their candidates and they make sure that their candidate is going to win no matter what. Plenty of cash, plenty of money. Congress is under their control. So what's the use? That's the attitude, I think, that prevails today.
I think the answer is what I've heard from several places is local government. We have to forget right. about the federal.
I've said that repeatedly, sure.
We have to work on our local governments, our towns, our cities, and our state. And if they have to reform the Constitutional Congress, they need to do that. We're doing a confusionectomy right now, trying to remove the confusion from people. But they need to be called into action right now because we're dealing with a situation that's so desperate. This year, we're facing a possible outbreak of the avian flu. We're facing at least a nuclear war in the Middle East that's very, very imminent. We're facing possible financial collapse with debt levels that are so high it's not possible to service them. And we're facing the weird climatic changes that are going to wreck crops worldwide, so we're going to start seeing mass famines. And this avian flu, by the way, is going to start stripping away an awful lot of food source and protein source for a lot of peoples in the world. So multiple things are starting to converge to create a catastrophe that's brewing this year that's going to make it very, very difficult. If people don't have food, if don't have water, don't have natural things to protect themselves, don't become get new skill sets to how to even how to take care of, let's say, human waste if there's no more municipal services. People do not know what to do. Well, they certainly need to start investigating. Read the book by Major Stoltz. Look at our protocol. I put it up there free on my website. They can download or print it. These things are simple things that we can respond to, but they need to start doing something now. And if people think, well, we're just out here to entertain, I'm not trying to entertain anybody. If they don't want to believe me, that's great. In fact, I tell them, kudos, don't believe me, but do me one favor and go and research it and find out from multiple other sources, even if I'm at the edge where I'm telling you about classified material and I'm not necessarily releasing all of my sources, because some of them won't allow me to, then it's, you know, these things you have to take some of this on faith and say, you know, I've heard this from so many sources. This guy says they've got U.S. cities pre-wired. Yeah, but there's no reason why those bombs need to go off. We can see those from space or from aircraft, and the reason why they'll go off is just like 9/11, because they want it to go off.
I have no doubt about that at all. That's the tragedy. All right, we've got a break coming up right now. Let's invite callers with questions, comments on these scenarios that Dr. Bill Deagle has just laid out for you. Got any questions or comments? We welcome them on the program, Uncensored, Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, Bill Deagle, not Bill Deal, is our guest. NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical. On your site, you have, how many sites do you have, Dr. Bill?
Right now I have NutriMedical, and I'll be launching very shortly another site called Clay and Iron.
Yeah. .com,
which is my ministry site. Mm-hmm. I also have two books that I'm re-releasing with a lot more information. One called Clay and Iron that gives the signposts and deals with a lot of the scriptures. And the other is called Abortion to Armageddon that will be ready in the spring. That is going to review every technology that's been used or abused upon mankind and living things on this planet for the last number of years, like aspartame. I'm working with Stephen Fox in New Mexico on that. Like depleted uranium, like RFID chips, like all of the nasty things that have been used to create subjugation of the human race and all of the animal life forms that are causing all of the problems now. Everything's been manufactured. Shortage is manufactured. Pollution is manufactured. Everything that is happening is under the control of these Luciferian, satanic people and the rulers of darkness.
Well, now that you bring that up, the pollution, you know, we think of the chemtrails and the contrails and all of this. There are still people that no matter what you tell them, no matter what you explain to them, they will still deny that there's any such thing. And these people are not your average village idiots. We're talking about some pretty, you know, supposedly intelligent people who will not believe that there are forces that are that sinister to be able to manipulate things. I mean, we've had people call and say, no, there is no such thing as weather modification. It doesn't exist. And then I take out the flow sheets and I take out the articles in the Wall Street Journal or the newspapers that talk about the real use of weather modification by Indonesia, here in the United States, going back to Vietnam. So, you know, no matter what you tell some people, Bill, they're not going to believe you anyway.
Well, they actually decide not to believe even, and they don't even want to go through the intellectual rigor of going through a proper process of disbelief.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
And I tell people, at the very least, give a dialectic to say, at least dialogue with me. I can dialogue with someone who's believes in space aliens or in anything, because I can tell them exactly what things really are.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone says to me they already know everything and they think that they have figured it all out or their pastors told them that everything's going to be fine, no, it's not going to be fine. And, in fact, it wasn't fine for the people in Katrina. It wasn't fine for the people in Oklahoma City in the Murrah Building. It's not fine for the people that died in 9/11 in the Twin Towers. And it certainly won't be if they blow up U.S. cities or if they have hundreds of thousands of American young men and women die in another stupid war, which we're now about to have.
Is it your presumption or your opinion that we are going to need some sort of detonation, some sort of, quote, provocation in the next month or so in order to launch an extended war now into Iran and Syria?
I think it's a very high risk. It's a very high risk that there's going to be a nuclear event happening in a U.S. city. I can't say it's going to happen. And if we attack, it's an even higher risk that there will be retaliation. And what better than the best possible enemy you can imagine, completely determined, no matter whether our armed forces are completely overwhelming, they're willing to take out their pop guns and fight us. And that's what's so disturbing about
Dick Cheney has said that if we have any provocation, any attack, regardless of who might be responsible, we are automatically going to attack Iran. He has said that.
Yeah, from almost any nation. Now, here's the story. Zhen Zhao from the Chinese military, and he's right up at the top of the military. Mm-hmm. He said, if you interfere with anything we're doing, including the attack on Iran, or interference with Taiwan, they will turn 200 U.S. cities into nuclear rubble. Well, they need to take the Chinese seriously.
Well, that's the ironic thing. When we come back, I want to pick up on that very important point vis-a-vis Iran and Israel. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be back with Dr. Bill Deagle. Get on the lines.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.